I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Every Thursday, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and our Political Corner insiders. Today, they discuss the death of peace activist Eugene McCarthy and ask why Senator Joe Lieberman is dining with Donald Rumsfeld. They'll also explore the relationship between Hispanic and African Americans in Congress. Juan, over to you.
Thanks, Ed. We're joined now by Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Professor Walters was an advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson's campaigns for president. Also with us, Robert Trainum. He's a GOP strategist, still active and working on the Hill. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Let's start with an obituary, but an obituary that has some resonance today given the divisions among Democrats over the war in Iraq. Eugene McCarthy, former senator, passed away over the weekend. His opposition to the war in Vietnam led to a split in the Democratic Party at that time. Hubert Humphrey got the nomination. If you recall, Robert Kennedy was assassinated, and the ultimate winner proved to be the Republican Party and Richard Nixon. Robert Trainum, do you see that scenario being played out again?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, Juan, so I cannot predict. But, you know, what's interesting about Senator McCarthy was that he really was ahead of his time. I mean, he really was the revolutionary individual before Howard Dean in terms of mobilizing young individuals at the grassroots level to campaign for him and to articulate his views and ideas to that community. He was very, very good at that.
I remember Clean for Gene in 68, and that's when he won, was it 42% of the vote in New Hampshire,
that
which is what threatened President Johnson?
That's correct, and you took the words right out of my mouth. And subsequently, that's one of the main reasons why President Johnson decided not to seek a second term in his own right. And the reason why, again, is because he was very threatened by Senator McCarthy. He was someone that was very, very critical of the Vietnam War. He was someone that was very, very critical of the Johnson administration's policies as it relates to civil rights. Senator McCarthy was a pioneer for his time.
Ron Walters, when you look back at Senator McCarthy, what do you think about?
Well, there's an eerie parallel here, Juan, with the politics that we're going through right now on the Iraq War, because Eugene McCarthy really was for immediate pullout of the American presence in Vietnam. And that's what split the Democratic Party. Went all the way to the convention. There was a resolution on the floor of the convention that actually lost 1,500 to 1,000 votes against it for an immediate withdrawal. So that politics is really very similar to what we're going on now. Split the Democratic Party, split the country, and fostered a very raucous 1968 Democratic convention in Chicago.
Well, Ron Walters, when you look inside the Democratic Party right now, you see these divisions really becoming more and more sharp. I'm thinking of John Murtha, who has said he's for a pullout immediate to 6 months. I'm thinking of Nancy Pelosi, the House leader, who has said now that she joins with Murtha. On the other hand, you have people like Joe Lieberman, who say, no, we've got to do a better job of sticking with the president rather than undermining him and his credibility at a time of war. So are we looking right now at a division, a split coming within the party?
Yes, it's already there. I mean, Joe Lieberman's position, of course, is that we're winning and that you don't question the president at a time of war. He is the president. He's going to be there for 3 years. He's having trouble, and he's a force for division inside the Democratic Party, no question about it.
Robert Trainum, the Joe Lieberman scenario extends to the Republican Party because there have been rumors all over Washington. I can't believe that they haven't reached your ears on Capitol Hill about the idea of Lieberman replacing Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld at the Pentagon. Lieberman has been praised by President Bush as he goes around the country making these pro-Iraqi speeches trying to help with public opinion polls. He's been praised by Vice President Cheney, had a breakfast meeting last week with Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. What are you hearing?
Well, Senator Lieberman is as you know, Ron, is a centrist Democrat. He is someone that is open about his faith. He speaks in a bipartisan way. Not only does he speak in a bipartisan way, but he acts in a bipartisan way. He still remains very popular with independent and moderate to conservative Democrats across this country. And it's interesting and also very refreshing for a Democrat who, by the way, who's been over in Iraq now four times, to talk about, and I'm quoting him, the progress that's visible and practical over in Iraq. Look, I reject the notion of the rumor out there that Senator Lieberman may be our next defense secretary. And that the reason why I do that is because Secretary Rumsfeld has openly said on more than one occasion that he has no desire whatsoever to step down or to retire.
Another subject. New Jersey Governor-elect John Corzine just appointed Robert Menendez, a member of Congress, to the Senate. And Menendez will be the Senate's third Hispanic member, joining Ken Salazar of Colorado and Mel Martinez of Florida. And it seems as if now you have three Hispanics in the Senate, one African-American, Barack Obama. How big and how powerful is the Hispanic caucus up on the Hill, and how often do they join in coalition with the Black caucus? Ron Walters?
Well, the Hispanic caucus on the House side is not quite as large as the Black caucus. Black caucus, 42, 41 members. The Hispanic caucus, nearly 30 members. Blacks register at 25% more than Hispanics. They vote 25% more than Hispanics. And I'm sure that what's going on now in the state of New Jersey is some head-scratching by Black Democrats about what's going on with respect to reciprocation in this case.
Robert, what about Hispanics in the GOP caucus? I mean, we have no African-Americans, Republicans in the House at the moment. Are there efforts being made to replace the likes of J.C. Watt?
Absolutely. You see Chairman Ken Melman traveling to areas across the country that are predominantly African-American. He's met with a whole host of civil rights leaders over the last couple of months. And I guarantee you that when you take a look at some of the candidates that were running in Michigan, Bishop Keith Butler, Michael Steele in Maryland, and some other folks, there's a pretty good chance that we're going to have an African-American Republican in the Congress this time next year.
Informative and helpful as all. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Ron Walters is a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. He was an advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson's campaigns for president. And Robert Trainum is a GOP strategist active on Capitol Hill. Gentlemen, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, and happy holidays.
Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.